This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the greatest talk show ever to air. That's right, it's Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom.
I don't know if we deserve that, but thank you. That's very, very kind.
I mean, if you're going to go big, right? Might as well. In some ways, I can't believe this talk show exists.
Well, we are a talk show that exists,
yes.
And we still exist.
And thus, because of the formats and topics and hosts and characters and stuff that we are privileged enough to talk about, I think that it's pretty great. So
I do feel privileged to be here with you.
And I you. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 if you'd like to join us. We'll continue talking about some of these folks who have been released from prison for the first time in decades, sometimes multiple decades, by way of the Innocence Project. But first, let us continue with Mike, who called us from New Richmond, Wisconsin. Mike, you were talking about hacking, specifically hacking the government, and you said you had more to say. Go ahead.
Yep. Hey, I love your show. I've been listening for 15 years. It's an inspiration. I gotta love your show.
Thanks, man. That's longer than me.
Yep. A long time I've been listening. But
go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, this hacking is crazy. This got me, like, actually scared. Like,
Sorry, bro.
Well, if you're out there and you're scared.
Sorry, man. We're doing a radio show.
Yep.
You care about liberty, then why aren't you here? Because
too bad he's not there to answer the question.
Yeah, yes. Hopefully he can tune in and
hopefully he was still listening. If he
will hear the rest of the segment. Sadly, we still have some rules here on Free Talk Live. We are a radio broadcast program. We have to abide by the things the FCC says. Otherwise, we get taken off the air and we don't exist. And well, we don't want that.
You know, I regret. Actually, that button cuts people off. I wish it just muted their mics, but left the connection open. So, like, because a lot of times they're saying something good and they just get excited about what they're saying. And the FCC really has no right to silence those people. What if they have Tourette's syndrome?
Yeah.
I mean, they could sue us under the Americans with Disabilities Act. And I invite, I would love it.
I think they should sue the FCC.
You don't necessarily have a right to call
I think it would be hilarious if they sued me for silencing them, because I would basically join in the suit and say, okay, well, let's join the suit against the FCC, because they're forcing me to do that, and I don't want to.
They don't really have a right to call into any given radio program.
But we have a right to have the radio program that we want, and when we don't have the FCC peering into our business, which, what part of the First Amendment authorizes them again?
None.
And basically, you know, we have, and I would broadcast that horse hockey.
Yeah, I mean,
some
advertisers may not want to be associated with profanity, so there may still be some market pressures that would stop those sorts of things from happening. But your technical question is actually...
Would those be the sort of advertisers you think that would sell stuff to our kind of listeners?
Well, I don't know. We have 185 radio stations out there, and they all are run by different people, and they have different types of advertisers. So
it's
really
true. I shouldn't venture into
but,
the business.
But your technical question is actually a good one, Nobody. The button, there's not just one button that does all things at once. Captain has to hit multiple buttons when a person says a word they're not supposed to say, and the first button is to take the person off the air. However, we could do it the way you're suggesting. There's going to be a major technical change that we're going to be going through this next couple weeks here. On
Free you're bringing Talk Live. In new software?
No, it'll just be a different setup that would technically allow us to be more forgiving of somebody in that particular
where
case.
Where we might be able to hold somebody over if they cuss, give them a warning.
Right, where what we could do is we would be able to, without getting too technical, there's different ways that a dump button can be set up, and the way our setup is now that is going to change is where when you hit the dump button, it's on the network side, and what it does is it knocks out the last 6 seconds or whatever of audio, and then it has to start building it up again. Well, the way ours is set up here in the studio, the sort of secondary one that you hit, which will become our primary one here very soon, that one actually plays a sound effect over top of 4 or 5 seconds or whatever.
Oh, so I've heard this on other radio shows, right.
So it doesn't have to rebuild. So that actually would allow us to just mute the person temporarily, play the dump, and then we can bring them right back.
That's why you have to boot them is because...
We have to wait.
Okay. Yeah. I understand now that you don't want your buffer to underflow.
Correct.
Right.
Because if you've got somebody who...
Need a buffer.
Right. So if you've got somebody for whom it wasn't an accident and their intention is to continue spilling, profanity on the airwaves, since you have no more buffer left, then you can't hit them again with another dump.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's three levels, though, of how you could do it. The easiest... The least intrusive way would be to basically, first off, I would personally have a single dump button, like automate one thing to do all of those jobs.
Yeah, that's
which
not
isn't
easy.
Impossible.
Can we have host dump buttons too?
And but the other thing that I would do is just hook into that instead of telling it, cut them off. Tell it, kill their mic.
That's what we're talking about.
Believe their ears.
Yep. Yeah, that's how it would work.
So
you don't even have to play a sound effect.
Well, you do
can
over
just
the air.
Turn them off.
Yeah, that's what you have to do over the air. This is the way the thing works.
Yeah, and we could probably talk about the intricacies of talk radio, muting and that kind of thing off the air. I would like to circle back.
I'd think it would be the sort of thing that somebody who calls into a talk radio
I think we've gone in deep enough to it.
Yeah. But we can move
I
on.
Mean, we could also just build like Sarlacc pits under each of these chairs. And so if a host gets out of line, it'll be like a dunk tank at the carnival.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been in that?
That's a better
man. They got me to volunteer for one of those up here.
You've been in one?
And I won't do it ever again.
No, it's not fun,
it was
is it?
So cold. It would be fine. It would be fine if the water were warm.
Yeah.
I think it would be completely tolerable.
Yeah.
But up here, even though it was in the middle of summertime, it's New Hampshire. So at nighttime, it gets cold.
Right.
And we were up at Rogers Campground at this time. So it was during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it's like, nope, not going
to
do that.
Yeah, I'd tell them to build a fire around it. But, somebody's going to come along, think they're making soup and open fire.
You guys, I've told you, I used to run with the carnivals and stuff, and so there was a dunk tank at one of them.
So you were the carny that was yelling at people from the dunk tank?
Yeah.
Nice.
And that was my favorite part, was just like insulting random people to try and get them mad and spend their money to dunk me in the tank. That was fun.
I loved that.
I made it one day running a joint at the carnival.
Yeah?
Because
what kind of joint?
It was a misshapen ball joint.
Mm-hmm.
We had misshapen softballs,
with the milk bottles.
Yeah, so this lady's walking by, and I'm like 16 years old. I'm working a joint, so I'm like, "Hey, lady, you want to play with my balls?" And it turned out she was the wife of the guy who owned the joint. So I was a ride jock after that.
Yep, that'll do it. I used to do all sorts of things in the joint. I used to say, you see a guy walking with two girls, and you're like, hey, buddy, why don't you come over here and win a prize for your wife and your girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that usually got them to at least pay attention. At any rate, I was talking about this bit from the Innocence Project. 9 people they've managed to successfully get out of jail who were in there, you know, for the wrong reasons.
9 people over what time? Because I know they've done a lot more than that.
Decades.
I feel like the Innocence Project's done more than 9.
This is nine over a short period of time.
Okay.
They've done way more this year.
Okay, yeah. So we had number 8 is Paul Hildwin, was freed in March after 35 years of wrongful incarceration in Florida. And we will recap the rest of them.
Welcome back, guys. Here on Free Talk Live,
we've got more of this plus your calls coming up.
Sorry we didn't fight back.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thanks for listening. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's...
somebody enjoying the vagaries of THC.
And...
yeah, it's Ian Freeman.
And I am... apparently running the asylum tonight. The Reverend Captain Kickass is at the controls.
Aren't the inmates supposed to be in charge? That's how they're usually run.
Oh, boy.
The psychiatrists in general are as crazy as their patients. The difference
is don't let on.
That the psychiatrists become rich nuts while the patients become poor nuts.
So, if you would like to join nuts like ourselves and other liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and
join
libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with your fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party.
Good plan.
It's a great plan, actually.
It's a wonderful plan.
And, you know, it may
whatever happened to these nuts?
He ran for president, did pretty well.
But what happened to him? Where is he now?
He got swallowed by the competition.
Wasn't he like 15 or something at the time? And they disqualified.
He should be entering into the prime age now for activism. The motley caucus of the Libertarian Party.
He probably got some girl pregnant and now is a teenage father and
these nuts will do that.
That's what these nuts will do. all right, so quickly recapping the nine folks that have been released from prison thanks to the Innocence Project. Number nine was Jerry Thomas. Number eight was Paul Hildwin. Number seven, Sheila Denton was freed in April after 15 years of wrongful incarceration in Georgia. Daryl Henry, that's number seven, was freed in May 15th. In May, after 15 years of wrongful imprisonment in Louisiana. Robert Dubois, was freed in August and exonerated in September after 37 years of wrongful conviction in Florida. Ron Jacobson was freed in October after 30 years of wrongful imprisonment in Georgia. Eddie Lee Howard was freed in December after 26 years of wrongful incarceration in Georgia. Jathan Kendrick was freed and exonerated.
Is this supposed to be uplifting? Because, I'm not feeling it.
In November, after 25 years of wrongful conviction in New York. Hang on, we're almost done. Termaine Hicks was freed and exonerated in December after 19 years of wrongful conviction in Pennsylvania. So I bring this list to our listeners and to the show, no, not to be uplifting, to highlight how wrong the state continues to be.
Sure, but we didn't really get any details on, you know,
it's,
what those were about.
I can give you all the details you would like.
It is important, I think, to say their names, to just acknowledge the individual human being.
If you are on the Free Talk Live social media, Twitter, Mastodon, that sort of a thing, in our Telegram, this article will be posted. There is a form where you can fill out and send greetings and messages of positivity to these people who have been released thanks to the Innocence Project.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys sounded like you had more to say.
Yeah, I was.
I don't.
I was thinking, I don't know if I'll get around to it, but I was thinking, geez, I should, you know, like send each of them something. Like just send them $50. You know, if everybody sent them $50, there's like 300 million of us, and, you know, that might begin to make it right for them.
Yeah, it's surprising to me because sometimes you'll talk to folks that, you know, maybe don't listen to the show or, you know, don't subscribe to, like, the non-aggression principle or, you know, normies, as they're sometimes commonly referred to. And, you know, you'll bring up a topic, a person, an instance of the state being wrong, incarcerating somebody for a crime they didn't commit or for the wrong reasons, or, you know, highlighting somebody who's been incarcerated for an insane amount of time for something that nobody else has been incarcerated for that insane amount of time. Ross Ulbricht, for example. Well, that's just one example. Right, is generally
well. Each one is one example. How many examples do you expect to give an example to be?
Well, they would care if it was their loved one who was wrongfully incarcerated.
Yeah,
it's easy to, you know, just.
But even then, people, like, I mean, people's children and wives and husbands and fathers are rotting in prisons and. People are still not fighting back. I guess that kind of horrifies me.
It horrifies me. And to see this many people, and this is just nine people that the Innocence Project happened to have the time, money, funds, and availability to help this year, right? This isn't by any stretch of the imagination the number of people who are wrongfully incarcerated for insane periods of time, 10, 20, 30 years, for crap they didn't do.
No, they have way more cases at the Innocence Project than they can handle. So, I mean, how many cases they're even working on at any given moment, I don't know. And how many cases they could be working on if they had the, you know, the staff, if they had the funding. Yeah, I mean, it must be countless.
Well, the thing is, there's an easier way, I think, to address the issue of justice in America, and I think that's start at the bottom, start at the very the very extremes, and just say cases like George Floyd. You know,
yeah.
You get an organization. Basically, you build it. You'd have to build it into millions of people so that they were there, Johnny on the spot, when the time came to do it. But basically, get them to make a commitment that if and when they see what looks to them like it will be a fatal case of police brutality, to step in and defend the victim of that police mortality or police brutality from mortality by any means necessary. Make it stop.
That's something I can agree with you on, and that can be done as peacefully as possible by just stopping the violence without killing.
And then just raise your demand.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress is expected to send a coronavirus relief bill to President Trump tonight as part of a larger bill to fund the federal government through the end of the fiscal year. Part of that package is a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says getting those direct payments was something the president had wanted in the bill. He tells CNBC that the stimulus payments should begin to go out after Christmas.
There are still parts of the economy that are particularly hard hit. As you know, we've been working on for months additional money for those parts of the economy, and we couldn't be more pleased that we got this done in time for the end of the year. The president wanted direct payments, so we will be sending out next week direct deposit. I expect we'll get the money out by the beginning of next week. $2,400 for a family of four, so much needed relief just in time for the holidays.
This is USA Radio News. Many nations have reduced or cut off travel with the UK over a new strain of coronavirus that is quickly spreading through England. Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and India are among the nations that have enacted some restrictions on travel to or from the United Kingdom. But what does a new variant mean in the fight against COVID? Admiral Brett Garrard says right now there's no way to know if the new strain has made it to the US. The Assistant Secretary of Health tells CNN that there's no evidence that the current vaccines won't work against the new strain.
It is not any more lethal or any more dangerous than the normal coronavirus. No evidence to suggest that. No reason to believe it. There is also no evidence to suggest nor reason to believe that it would evade our vaccines that we have right now. Remember, our vaccines develop antibodies against multiple parts of that spike protein, not just one that's the mutated one. So we're very encouraged about that. But, of course, we have a lot of work to do to understand this more fully.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. You're in the right place. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
Ian. And you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you like, talk about things we've been talking about. We have another story that I'd like to share with you, but first, I want to say thank you to Loring. Loring is a platinum-level amplifier here on Free Talk Live.
Oh, that was the dude who ran the Agris drinking fountain.
Yeah, he was cool.
Nice. He rocked.
Well,
I love that dude. He gave me this big knife.
We do appreciate your contribution, Loring. If you don't know what an amplifier is, you can head over to amp.freetalklive.com and take a look at the different levels of amplification that we have. Essentially, you donate some money to us. We only ask for $5. You can donate more. There's different perks for the different levels of your contribution. And we'll use that money to help get this program on more radio stations. Ian mentioned we're on around 185, 190 stations earlier. We could be on 200. We could be on 250 radio stations. 300 even is possible. It's all up to you. Please consider making a contribution over at amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you again, Loring, for your contribution and helping us in the way that you do.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
I want to move on to this article from WRAL.com. I believe this is out of North Carolina. A new study has been done, and it says, oops.
It says a thing.
It says, don't click on that accidentally and interrupt your flow. Cloth masks offer best protection when worn outdoors.
I'm so sick of masks.
And away from large crowds.
So not at all.
North Carolina State study shows this.
Yeah, also God favors large armies.
From Raleigh, North Carolina.
Maybe God is mathematics, because mathematics also favors large armies.
If God is mathematics, and God is the number zero.
Because
that is the thing from which all things spring.
Well, I mean, it's all life radiates around zero.
Yeah.
Because that's the balance point.
I mean, math is the rules of the universe, right?
Exactly.
If one part of math is God, it's got to be zero.
Yeah.
So when
Which
I was
is
a kid,
also the invisible hand of nature.
So when I was
think
a kid,
about it, so that's where the idea of the Church of the Invisible Hand comes. Is the invisible hand actually is the laws of mathematics?
So when I was a kid and somebody called me a zero, they're actually calling me a god?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What little you knew at the time.
I took it as an insult.
I mean,
what was me?
In order for God to remain centered on himself, he would have to, if he was giving birth to the universe, he would have to stay in the center of it.
So this from Raleigh, North Carolina. North Carolina State University researchers put cloth masks to the test recently as part of an ongoing research effort to develop better test mask fit as well as breathability and filtration. Researcher Brian Orman said his team found that the cloth face masks reduce emission of the virus from the wearer in most settings and are highly recommended. Cloth masks are best able to prevent the spread of coronavirus in outdoor environments and away from large crowds.
Masks are most able to prevent you from passing COVID to others if you don't have COVID.
You know, in the places government says it's okay to not wear a mask, they say that's where masks are most effective.
Actually, government doesn't say that in all places, Captain. In Massachusetts, they are telling people they have to wear masks at all times.
I'm sorry, I believe it's pronounced Massachusetts.
It varies from state to state because, you know, each governor has different friends, and the friends are in different businesses, so you need one irrational policy in one state to put the little guy out of business and make the big guy bigger, but you need a different policy in another state, and it's all about finding those policies that are right for your particular state.
You were saying?
Massachusetts has the mandate for everybody outside, period.
Well, and I think the New Hampshire one reads that, you know, indoors or outdoors, but it has some caveat of, like, where social distancing can't be observed.
Yeah, that's the way it used to be in Massachusetts, and now it's for everywhere.
See, I think maybe New Hampshire independence is the wrong place to start.
Oh?
Maybe. I think the thing that I think we could get a lot of Americans on the same page about and get a huge national movement in support of this would be California independence, New York independence, New Jersey independence, and Massachusetts independence.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I mean, the problem with doing that up front is it would make the union a much more tolerable place.
Yeah, but Massachusetts isn't going to want independence under a Joe Biden administration.
Right, right.
Well, no, but the thing is, it shouldn't be an independence movement for Massachusetts in Massachusetts. It should be an independence movement for Massachusetts, outside of Massachusetts, that we should, as their neighbors, let them know that they should move on.
Good luck with that, nobody. But you still have to.
Anymore.
Yeah, but you still have to have the people within the state boundaries wanting independence.
No, you can just throw them out.
I don't think you can.
You can. Just stop sending your army there. Stop governing them. And they'll beg and they'll plead. They'll be like, please, please, tell me what to do. And we'll be like, no.
I think it's going to be tough to convince the Congress to throw
hilarious
them out.
Because there's two states
hilarious
where they love themselves enough to leave, but maybe there's a state that the rest of America hates enough that they'll like make it leave if they get the idea in their head.
Maybe.
I think that would be hilarious.
It might be hilarious. So, you know, when you figure that out.
Yeah, it sounds like a big project.
Yeah.
I mean,
we could de-imperialize America, remove New York. That would be great.
Instead of escape from New York, it's eject New York.
Yes. I mean, of course, there is a danger because, you know, sometimes the empire strikes back.
So this researcher, Brian Armand, says that masks are not as protective when people gather indoors or large groups. Orban said someone may need more protection indoors than masks provide. Well, we've been saying that for a long time.
So he's going to suggest goggles.
I'm doing great with none.
He goes on to say,
I'm 100% non-COVID-y as far as I know.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to breathe.
He goes on to say, if you're going to be in an indoor setting with low ventilation with a lot of people around you for an extended period of time,
You're a lucky man. Call me up and tell me where you're doing that.
Where's the party?
You want something that will give you more protection.
No, I don't want those things.
I'm thinking, actually, what I want. At a good party, you should have some protection.
Yeah, carry a condom in your wallet.
It's a good plan.
You know.
This sounds like straight-up propaganda to
me. It certainly is. Yes, absolutely it is. What I find revealing, though, is that they found that cloth masks aren't effective at all, but they... I don't know what
he said.
They talk around their finding. Instead of coming out and saying, hey, guess what? If you're wearing a mask indoors around a bunch of people, it really doesn't offer any protection at all. Which is what we've been saying, amongst nobody,
it's also not offering any protection.
Which is what we've been saying. We've been citing other less propaganda articles than this one. They're just dancing around the point by saying, well, you might need more protection, indoors amongst a large group of people.
Yeah, wear a condom. See if that helps.
And that the most effective place for you to wear the mask is outdoors.
So what are they proposing?
Not around. I don't know.
I mean, whatever. What's the next step of facial tyranny here that they are?
Oh, probably spacesuits.
Roll yourself in rubber cement.
Yeah, I'm guessing spacesuits.
Before you go out, just roll yourself in rubber cement. Make yourself a condom person, and go out that way.
Bubble boy,
6 foot bubbles.
Yeah,
you won't live long, but if you're dumb enough to do it, you should.
855-450-3733. Would you be okay spending the rest of your life in a bubble, afraid of COVID? More coming up.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're in the right place for the final segment. Wow. Time sure is fun when you're having flies. No, that's what the frog said. Time sure flies when you're having fun.
Hey, let's take the guy who wants to talk about the Armenians.
We'll get to that in just a minute, but first I want to let people know that there might still be time for them to call 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and that in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
Ian. And let's do exactly that. Let's go to Joe calling from Elkton, Maryland. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Good
day, bro.
What's on your mind?
Hey, nobody heard you talking that you were Armenian. And did you know after World War One, the Turks, they took all the Armenians' weapons after World War One, and they starved to death 1.1 Armenians. They tried to wipe them off the face of the earth.
My father, I was just telling the rest of the people in the studio, my father is full-blooded Armenian. This is complicated by the fact that I'm adopted, but okay. I'm like culturally half Armenian, but genetically no. I'm not. My grandparents on my father's side both escaped the genocide in 1915, came to America.
Yeah.
At about the age of 15.
That's that's what you. So you guys are up there talking about freedom. I already told you guys how to defend yourself against COVID. So
don't care.
I told you how to defend yourselves against COVID and previous.
I might not have been on that night. Was I on?
Oh yeah, you were on the night where I told you COVID wasn't alive. It was inert, and you looked it up.
How you defend yourself against it.
Now, I told you previously different herbs to take and stuff like that. You got to listen to past shows.
I'm just not scared.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm not taking any herbs for the flu either.
Right.
I'm just not worried about it.
Right. Yep. Let me tell you how to defend yourselves now. Don't throw away your gun.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm not throwing away my gun, that's for sure.
Exactly. Don't throw away your guns and don't throw away your rights. All those who throw away the rights for safety deserve neither.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Remember that.
What was that great Samuel Adams quote? If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude struggle of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask neither your counsels nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains sit lightly upon you, and may history forget that ye were our countrymen.
Right. Make sure you have plenty of weapons and make sure you have plenty of ammo and keep on practicing.
Agreed. Any other tips, Joe?
No, that's about it.
When?
And like I said,
when does the boogaloo start? What's going to start it? What do you think? What's your prediction? I'm not saying when should it start. I'm saying when will it start?
You know what? They're going to start trying to take away our liberties. Slowly but surely.
They've been.
They're going to give us that cheap $60 thing. $600 thing. And don't take that vaccination. Remember what I told you about the vaccinations.
That falls under not being scared of the thing. I'm just not bothering to get the flu shot. I don't get any of that crap. Screw that.
Right. When they try to give you the vaccination, say, is there the MRC5 in it? And remember, that's the baby fetuses in it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, there's the aluminum in it. There's the mercury in it.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what's in it, and I don't care. I'm not going to take it.
Yeah, I'm not going to take
it. Right.
But, the Armenians. My Armenian grandfather had that argument with my father where he said, my father was saying you should eat margarine, and my grandfather was, no, I've always eaten butter. I will eat butter.
Exactly.
And my dad said, well, the doctors say it's better for you because he's a pharmacist. And my grandpa said, if I listened to the doctors, I'd be dead by now. I believe him. And it turned out, interestingly enough, that my father was wrong about margarine because it was full of trans fats that are now universally considered really bad for you.
Does he think he was wrong? Did he realize?
Yes, he's admitted he was wrong. He can do that. He's a scientist.
Thank goodness.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks for the call, Joe. We appreciate it.
At his retirement banquet, one of the things they said about him was, Dr. Paul, he ain't always right, but he's never unsure.
Ironically, or not, I'm not sure if it's irony or not, my grandparents were Depression-era folks. They do all of the things that the people who try to live a more natural life and preppers do, right? They had two different gardens in two different locations. Mm-hmm. They would raise, as much, they had like chickens and stuff like that, and they would can all of their stuff as much as they could. They would barter within their community for stuff that they couldn't get with stuff that they had more of, that kind of a thing.
Did they make dish rag soup?
They would go hunting every year and get a deer or a squirrel or whatever it is, you know what I mean? They would do all that kind of stuff. And so, like, money was sort of extra to them. Mm. But they would go and they would get, like you're talking about, they would get butter. They would get lard. They wouldn't get, you know, oil. They wouldn't get, you know what I mean, like canola oil or whatever. You know, they would get the real stuff, right?
Yeah.
Now, my grandmother died of Alzheimer's, or she had Alzheimer's. When she died, she died of natural causes. But my grandfather is over 100 years old. Now, he drank tea, of course, but he otherwise just, he never really was, like, huge on, like, diet, right? He never really looked into, like, the science of, like, what to eat or whatever. He just ate the way that he was brought up to eat, which was real, whole, natural foods, right?
Yeah.
Raised, you know, grass-fed, you know, all the stuff
like
that people
human
pay.
Is a good plan.
Yeah, eating stuff that people pay big bucks for now, it was just a way of life for him and them at that time. And so I'm a fan of that kind of thing. I certainly.
I'm just on a gut level, you know, you're not a robot. You shouldn't be running your body on synthetic oils.
Agreed. Let's go ahead and go to David.
They don't even work that well for robots.
Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. A rare appearance.
Yes, very rare that I appear on the David Olson Show.
What's on your mind?
Lots of stuff. I think margarine was also developed originally as an intended military lubricant, a failed military lubricant, so they made us eat it instead. I believe that is true as opposed to...
Well, I don't know if I agree with you. I don't think that the government was going to lube us up before they effed us.
Oh, no, and they definitely not.
That's so the media's job. The government's job is to provide service, and the media's job is to provide lubrication.
Right, exactly. And this Innocence Project, it would be nice, it's occurred to me from time to time, you were talking about that earlier, that in addition to the Innocence Project to assist those that are wrongfully incarcerated, it might be nice to have some lawyers out there interested enough in an Innocence Project directed at those wrongfully prosecuted civilly, for instance, in the family and children's courts, where they're trafficking children to one parent and the new boyfriend and away from the other biological parent. So that would be nice. That has always occurred to me, and I've never heard anybody bring that up. Have you?
I have not, and that's an interesting concept because I know particularly family court operates in a way that would be unbelievable to most people. They don't operate in the way regular courts work, and in fact, the deck is more stacked against anybody who participates in family court in any way, shape, or form than in any other form of court in the United States.
And it's tough, though, because then you've got, it's usually one side, he said versus she said, and you know how much evidence do they really have?
So really the thing to do is...
Let me answer that. There's all kinds of evidence. They just ignore it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, the big thing from my point of view is there's one group of people who is always going to be more sympathetic than any other to your plight, and those are the people in the similar plight.
Right.
Okay? So if you could form a large enough group...
Right.
Of people.
They have these things. There's like men's rights.
To be able to retreat to one area and defend it. And there aren't any areas like that yet.
Father's rights groups, right. They have those.
The thing is, it would need to be people whose stories would play well with the media.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, David. We appreciate it. Yeah.
And they're all four.
We are just about out of time. You can find the archives at freetalklive.com if you missed anything, or call us back another night. Thanks. Peace.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.